Lesson 99. Proper, player, doorway, side. What is the proper number of players on each side for a game of football?
The proper number of players on each side for a game of football is 11 a side.
Is it considered improper behaviour in this country for a man to go through an open doorway in front of a woman? Backwards, forwards, sidewards or sideways, upwards, downwards. What am I doing?
You're moving backwards and forwards.
What am I doing?
You're moving sidewards.
What's my hand doing?
Your hand's moving upwards and downwards.
Count the numbers in English from 10 to 15 backwards quickly.
15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10.
What's he doing?
He's counting the numbers in English from 10 to 15 backwards quickly.
Look up at the ceiling, please. Is he looking upwards or downwards?
He's looking upwards.
The words backwards, forwards, sidewards, etc. mean towards the back, towards the front, towards the side, etc. What do the words backwards, forwards, sidewards, etc. mean? Rule. As a rule, aristocracy, pay for. Are there as many rules of grammar in English as there are in most other languages?
No, there aren't as many rules of grammar in English as there are in most other languages, but there are fewer.
Why not?
Because English, in some ways, is rather like a dialect. For nearly 300 years, from the year 1066, it was not a written language and was only spoken by the common, uneducated people. The aristocracy spoke French, whilst the church spoke Latin. Before 1066, English and its grammar were similar to German. During the 300 years, it lost most of its rules because when uneducated people speak a language, they do not always keep to the rules. In this way, English became a fast and expressive language, very easy for a foreigner to learn at the beginning of his studies. When English became the official language of England once more, it took many words from French and Latin, which gave it the largest vocabulary of any language. Today, it has a vocabulary of over 500,000 words.
Can we always use a rule in English in every case?
No, we can't always use a rule in English in every case. There are very often cases when we cannot use a rule.
What usually happens when a player breaks the rules of a game?
Usually, when a player breaks the rules of a game, the game stops and the player has to pay for his mistake.
Who was the last king to rule your country? Who rules your country now? As a rule, do people in your town go to the cinema more on Saturday evenings than on Sunday evenings, or vice versa? Use of the to infinitive. We use the to infinitive, to go, to come, etc. 1. After an adjective. For example, she was glad to see him. 2. After a past participle. For example, I was surprised to find him still there. 3. After a noun. For example, I have a good book to show you. 4. After a pronoun. For example, we have had nothing to eat all day. When do we use the to infinitive?
We use the to infinitive after an adjective, a past participle, a noun, or a pronoun.
Give me an example of a to infinitive after an adjective.
They were pleased to hear the news.
After a past participle.
He will be very interested to know what you have told me.
After a noun.
There are no good films to go and see this evening.
After a pronoun.
She has nobody to speak to.
Waste. What do we do with waste paper?
We throw waste paper away.
Do you think it's a waste of time learning a foreign language which is little spoken in the world? What kind of things do you consider to be a waste of time doing? What kind of things do you consider to be a waste of money buying? Do you ever waste your money? Do you ever waste your time? Use of contractions. In conversation, we nearly always use contractions. I'm, you've, he'd, etc. But we do not use them in writing, except when we are repeating exactly what someone has said. For example, I'm the only one who'd know, he said. We can, of course, also use them in a letter to a friend. When do we use contractions and when don't we use them?
We use contractions in conversation, but not in writing, except when we are repeating exactly what someone has said.
Terrible. What do you think's the most terrible thing that can happen to someone? Improve. How can we improve our English?
We can improve our English by practicing a lot and reading a lot.
Leadership. Would you like to have the leadership of your country in your hands? Market. Do you have a marketplace in the middle of your hometown? Idiom 2. Fed up equals sick and tired and bored. For example, I'm fed up with hearing him say the same old thing every time we meet. What does the idiom fed up mean?
The idiom fed up means sick and tired and bored.
Give me an example, please.
I'm just fed up with everything.